This is a really, really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really, really, really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
It's a new beginning.
And now, hello. Please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Shackleton.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A always B B C closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gradham.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a new podcast here at Cyclone Fanatic. We're at the Charterhouse Real Estate office where we broadcast from every Thursday. And we are, you guys, these two clowns are going to Vegas tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
buddy.
Get ready, Las Vegas.
That reminds me, I need to go to the bank.
I'm going to come back a millionaire and tell you to piss off and you'll never see me again.
Okay. Let's see. I hope for your sake, I hope that's the case, man. That'd be great.
I'll be out. Done.
Gray, when we're actually doing something that is video worthy out there, I think we should probably Periscope. Maybe for just live from the sports book
Yeah.
or something. We'll do a Periscope, Fodcast Periscope this weekend.
That sounds fun.
Can't do it while you're playing blackjack. They'll kick,
yeah, they'll kick you out for that stuff.
I was going to say,
no tape in the players.
Certain areas of the casino, you pull out the phone and you're in trouble.
Yep.
Not that I know.
No, for sure. But no, it's going to be a good time, man. One of these years, it'd be nice to get Williams to go.
You got
to
go on a bye week. It has to be on a bye week. If you go on a bye week, I'll be there. But I can't miss games, man. It's like I got 12 weeks every year where I got to be locked in on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It's not.
We'll do it. We'll do our best. I think Iowa State's football schedule comes out in November, typically,
you know,
next year.
We have a bye week next week, right?
The trip's already booked.
So. No, I know, but like I'm saying, it would have been super easy.
What were you thinking on that?
I think about Iowa and Iowa State road games, so people aren't going to say, well, I really want to go to the game. That's kind of the first, and it's hard to find. There's only one, maybe 2 weeks in a season when they're both on the road. So,
who's Iowa's at home next week then, I'm assuming?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Probably. They've been on the road two weeks in a row.
Iowa's scheduled. Do they have a bye next week?
If they do, you'd really drop the ball on this one, Charlie.
I know.
Seriously, look it up, because they're...
I will admit it.
I don't know for a fact, but I swear they do. We'll figure it out.
I'm pulling it up right now.
No, I'm going to be here. My wife has to work all day on Saturday and Sunday.
They play Wisconsin.
Oh, that's next week.
Yeah.
There you go.
Interesting.
I feel better now.
After Wisconsin gets beat up on Ohio State, perfectly.
I might head over to cover that one. KXNO just sit in the press? That'll be a good game.
Does Iowa State release in November their football schedule for next year? I think that's right. Towards the end of November?
You're asking Williams.
Usually.
There's a massive difference between the conferences. I think Iowa pretty much has their schedule out for the next 3 years.
The Big 12 is weird because they used to do it in the spring.
Yeah.
And then last year, I remember they did it at a really weird time.
I think it was late November.
Yeah, I do too.
I believe. Yeah. Which for planning a trip for the next year is inconvenient. Wish it was out. Iowa's is out. 3 years in advance.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know when the Big 12. The Big 12's. Wait till next week because the whole president's meeting is then. I mean, nothing will happen until all that's over with.
You've said this now 8,000 times.
Well, they do. They had their meeting next week.
Charter, how many times has he said this? Something's coming down here in the next week? Just wait till this.
Something's happening next week. They're going to make a decision.
It's been going back and forth forever now.
I don't think they'll.
That's why I don't follow it.
So I the last time you talked about this publicly, which I don't recall when that was, but probably within the last 2 months, I think you were saying that you thought they would.
Well, they
and now we're not again.
I here's what I think's happened if I'm reading between the lines. I think that they got spooked when the ACC signed their new grant of rights. That was the day of media days, Big 12 media days in Dallas.
Yeah.
And then they put out this whole, like, we're going to expand thing. It's long story short, basically to intimidate the television networks because of the prorated clause in the contract, which would cost them upwards of $1 billion if the Big 12 would expand by four teams.
It's a lot of money.
So I think what they did is they've been going through this, going through the motions that they were going to expand to get more money out of the network. So basically for the networks to pay them, let's say half of that to not expand because it still saves them $500 million.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that we're going to see a couple of things here. A new television contract where they get paid more to not expand, or an expansion maybe with BYU and Houston football only, which I think is still very possible.
Yeah.
I think it'll be one of those two. I'd be shocked if absolutely nothing happens because they're, it makes no sense for them to not take more money.
Houston makes a ton of sense. BYU still a little odd, but
I think BYU would be.
BYU seems to make more sense to me than Houston.
Yeah, I think as far as television
not
networks go.
Geographically.
Yeah, but geographics don't mean anything.
Yeah, West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, geez, Rutgers is in the Big Ten. Like, I mean.
Are they? After last week, they might not be.
I never understood that
Dallas.
Argument. Like, what was the argument was Rutgers because we're going to get into that New York television market, et cetera. But is anybody in New York watching that crap?
No.
So. What was the point?
Now, as an Iowa State fan, I understand how you lose 78-0. We've been close to that a couple times.
At Nebraska, typically in the years past.
Baylor was, 71-7 a couple years
71
back?
71-7. Yeah,
yeah, so that's an ass-kicking. But 35 yards total of offense, 5 yards passing, 2 for 20 for 5. How does that happen?
0 for 17 on third down.
It's my guy, Chris Ash. It's my boy.
Shane Burnham's defense, seen better days.
Jeez, I forgot Shane was out there, yeah. Yeah. I love Chris Ash. He was like I was tight with him back when in the early McCarney years. He was the man, and then now he's all big time.
But oh yeah,
he's big time
at Rutgers.
You think he could hook you up with some good tickets? They're hard to come by.
He's an Urban Meyer guy.
How many?
He used to be a Matt guy. Now he's an Urban Meyer guy.
If you went around to national football fans and you said all over the country and said, "Hey, who's the coach of Rutgers?" How many people could say it? 5%. We know who Chris Ash is?
Maybe.
Yeah, he's not big time.
No, nah, that's high, dude.
Like Tom Herman, that's big time.
That's high.
5% high?
Yeah. The coach at Rutgers, you think 5% of football fans could name him?
I bet more people would have recognized him as Ohio State's defensive coordinator than the Rutgers head coach.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But
it's just crazy that the two of Urban's guys who have graduated from like the Urban Meyer Academy of where Iowa State coaches.
That is
Chris
great.
Ash was on Rhodes' staff. People forget that. He came back and coached
for one year, right?
Yeah. And then he left and he ruffled a bunch of feathers over there.
Wasn't he one of about 18 different secondary coaches during Rhodes' tenure?
Yeah, Paul kept pissing them all off because he wouldn't leave him alone because he's a secondary coach.
Yep. We had a new one almost every year.
It was Ash. It was Bob Elliott. He got mad and left. It was Troy Douglas. He got mad and left. And then it was Linguist.
I love Linguist.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
He got a job.
He should.
No, he got a job. He's one of the few guys on that staff that got like a real actual coaching job. A lot of them are like ops guys and stuff right now.
Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Yep, safeties coach.
Okay, so he got an upgrade then. Good for him.
I would say so, although they're terrible this year too.
Their defense is pretty good. Their offense is horrible.
We'd beat them.
My brother had a good idea, by the way.
Their defense is actually really good. They just can't score.
Yeah.
My brother and I, he finally listened to the interview that we did with Noreen Gosh, and we were talking about who you should.
Always comes back to Noreen Gosh.
No, it comes back to potential interviews. And he was saying, you should do another one. We were talking about who would be a good interview, and he actually had a good idea, although I don't think he'd agree to do it, but the perspective would be interesting. He says I should go get Keepson Wood, see if I can get a one-on-one with Mangino.
Randy Peterson claims that he's been trying to get a hold of Mangino for months and just can't get a call back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, maybe it takes the power of the podcast.
Just tweet at him. We know he's on Twitter.
Yeah, we do.
I don't think it'd be good for me to be here during that. You guys could just handle that.
You think
that
he'd go off? That would be great, though.
I have no idea how much he knows of what I've said or written about him, but I just – I mean, I would love to have a one-on-one and sit here and interview Mark Mangino.
Yeah.
I just he seems to me like a guy who doesn't take criticism well.
But why would you be on Twitter? I mean, that's all you get.
Because he's an idiot.
On there.
He's an idiot. You know? He isn't. The only type of person who would do what he did at that Kansas State game last year is a coward and an idiot.
Well, it's also the type of guy that was content with retiring.
Oh, yeah. He knew. You know? Or you'd like to think that he knew his career was up. What sucks, too, is I love his son, Tommy Mangino. He's at Kentucky now.
Yeah, he didn't
One
help
of
his
the
kid.
Nicest guys ever. And he kind of got drugged down that mud hole. And he didn't deserve that.
No.
That bothered me more than Mangino mocking the players he was coaching just weeks earlier.
Yeah.
It bothered me more that his son was on the staff and he was mocking Iowa. That bothered me more than anything.
It was low class. There's no question about it.
Could you imagine you're going to get fired and your dad is mocking you publicly?
Yeah.
Mike would never do that. Mike's too good of a guy.
Oh, God, no. I just, man, like, I still can't believe how that went down. Every time this gets brought up, my blood pressure raises.
It was hard to believe.
Well, and then, you know, throw the sun out. Like, you're mocking 19, 20-year-olds who you coached, like, 4 weeks ago.
It did. That actually did make Rhodes look better, though, for firing him, because some people thought it was just a desperate act.
No.
But then people could look at it and be like, he got rid of a guy that's a piece of shit.
And that was probably – that was known since day one that he was that type of dude. But, well.
Some of the stories that came out of Ames after that about Mangino and Rhodes, there's some good stories in there.
Yeah.
We could –
good, clean fun.
Good.
Bloom's on. I'm not even going to get into it.
Good, clean fun.
Bloom is on Cyclones TV this weekend, though.
Yeah.
Him and Sage doing the game.
Him and Sage are doing the game, yeah.
Good old Sage Rosenfeld.
I hope for their sake, because I really love all the people. And I say love, and I mean it. Like Walters and Danny Varley and Tyler Rutherford, they're amazing people. I hope that they pull that off.
I do, too. Now, I was at a wedding 2 years ago when I was down there in Austin. And it wasn't on the entire first half, but from what I heard,
it wasn't their fault.
Yeah. Someone in Atlanta. So,
there's a transmitter truck. Like, I mean, Cyclones TV, you got to realize it's not a television network.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, they've got like the MediaCom stuff and all that, but it's not like ESPN, right? Well, in order to pull these broadcasts off, you have to have these big trucks that transmit to somewhere, and then it was this deal in Atlanta that had like a power outage that was transmitting them to be on the game, and that was the issue with that last year. So it in theory should not happen again. However, I don't know what I've never really looked into what happened with the Northern Iowa game this year, because they had problems with that too.
Yeah.
So
unfortunately,
I think that what happened there actually was they have a new provider. They used to be through, I think, New Lion, and now they're with like Sidearm Sports or something like that. And the new provider really had no idea how many people would be logging on and just didn't have enough power.
Don't know the power of Cyclone Nation.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. So they should be fine.
Should be.
Regardless, I have Dish now, so I have Long Order Network if I need it.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Blue.
We should be able to get it in Vegas, no problem. I got to imagine all the sports books will have those.
They have every
packs.
Channel in the world, I would assume, right? We can watch Al Jazeera Network, see what's happening over there if we want to.
Nah, I'm good on that one.
They should have Longhorn Network.
Yeah,
by the way,
there's no question.
Moneyline Cyclones in Vegas. I'm doing it.
Are you really doing it?
I'm doing it.
Are you willing to say how much you're doing it for?
No, $10
bit, ooh. You know,
hey,
who cares?
3-1 odds, buddy. That's $30. That buys me like two beers in Vegas.
That's how I always go by any sort of like, because I play the stock market a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And I just cashed out, like, I made like $250 on a stock.
But you're pumped.
I was like, hey, that's gas for a month, baby.
There you go.
You know? That's how I look at things.
Yep.
It's a grocery store trip.
Thanks for sharing your hot stock tips with us.
Charter wouldn't even wipe his ass with $250.
Jerk. I'm obsessed with the stock market right now. That's all before I go to bed, I research it like an hour.
So here you go. Let me ask you a stock question then. Not a specific stock, but a more market in general. I've read some stuff that says that the market currently is showing similar signs to 1987 when it crashed, right? So very similar signs. Throw that in with all the election crap, right? Is it heading down?
I think we're due for a dip. You can only set record highs so many days in a row. And we've been setting record highs for months now. It's like every week there's a new record high. Like, it's not sustainable.
Yeah. So are we going to see a dip in Iowa State football offensive scoring? Because we're seeing record highs right here. I'm looking 16 touchdowns, 117 points, 1,400 yards offense last three games. Are we going to see a dip? I'm getting us off the stock talk. No one wants to hear us talk about stocks.
I'm a little bit concerned about Saturday, but I...
So you don't like my money line bet?
I wouldn't do it, but it depends on how much you're betting, I guess.
I would say Iowa State could win that game, but it's probably about 25% chance.
My old deal with Saturday, I've been saying this
35.
I've been saying this all week, and granted, the smart football people were telling me that I'm overthinking it, which is probably true because I tend to do that about life. It's hard for me. Those guys have. Really, they should be, and Campbell alluded to this earlier in the week, be somewhat embarrassed about giving up the double-digit leads 2 weeks in a row like that. I don't care who you're playing or how big of an underdog you are, any of that.
Absolutely, you should be embarrassed.
Yeah.
No question.
So, like, my whole deal is, can you get up another week? And you're going on the road. I don't know.
That's my concern. But you know what? Yeah, that was my concern after the Baylor game, and they did it against Oklahoma State.
I know.
So
and I give him a ton of credit for that. And Campbell coached his balls off all week. And Tom Manning coached his balls off. He's done so many good things this year. But it's like, can you do it again? I don't know.
Manning's been awesome.
Dude, I love
him. He's been awesome.
For a guy who really doesn't have any experience.
Calls great games. I even go back, people killed him after the Iowa game. I thought he called a good game against Iowa.
You can't help it if your guys are dropping every pass thrown to him. And they're
throwing the ball in the dirt.
Yeah, the play calling in the first three quarters of these last two games. And even really in the fourth, really, I don't think it's been terrible.
No, it's just make a play, execute, catch the ball.
It's been masterful when you look at what they actually have up front.
I agree. And the thing is, they've made it look easy at times. Yeah. What is Iowa State's offense? Even when they scored points, Iowa State was fighting just to score a touchdown.
I remember
when they score, it looks easy.
I've always watched like Baylor in the past. I'm like, why the hell aren't our guys ever open like that? Yeah. And you know what? DeShonte Jones has been that open.
Yeah.
You know, they're finding ways to get
these
guys
open. How open was D'Andre Daly on that nice little pump fake and like post pattern?
It's been a thing of beauty. Just freaking finish, guys.
Have you guys been on the you know, your guys are rolling now with football, but have you been on the have you been on the Ken Bone train?
Oh yeah.
Have you?
I love Ken Bone.
So
did you see the sexy Ken Bone Halloween costume?
Yeah, I did. But I'm looking at two things here. Unsurprising, this one just came out 22 minutes ago from Ken Bone. Everyone wants to know if I've decided ... and I have. Uber Select helps you ride in style like me.
He's going to be a millionaire.
His first big ad. So Uber Select has made its way to St. Louis, and you can get a ride with Ken Bone. And then the next one, which was yesterday, America, prepare to enter the # Bone Zone. My official shirt is available for 1 week.
I almost bought that last night, the Ken Bone t-shirt. Problem is it doesn't send out for like 3 weeks.
This guy's going to be done in like a week.
Make his money.
He'll be on SNL this week. Not him, but I bet someone portraying him will be on SNL this week. Talk about, politics aside and affiliation aside, SNL is good right now. They've got a lot of material.
They're the best when they're doing
Alec Baldwin as Trump is fantastic. He's just nailing them.
I can't watch Trump now without thinking of Alec Baldwin.
Isn't it a little weird to have Alec Baldwin of all people do it, though?
He looks a lot like him, though.
Their voices are so similar.
He's funny and he's talented and everything, but he's making fun of him, and he has been Trump for years now.
Yeah.
China.
He's been the guy saying the crazy shit on tape, race stuff on tape.
Is anybody willing to go on record?
And now he's going and doing it.
Is anybody willing to go on record in this public forum about Donald Trump that he's a coke addict?
Oh, with all the sniffling?
What is with the sniffing, man?
I don't know.
He might have a cold.
Like,
I don't know. It could
not
be crazy.
Not a single time did he like grab a Kleenex or anything.
Get the guy some Afrin or
something. It's just a sniff,
You know, it's funny. We sat here and we watched this debate, and all people talk
I turned your mic down.
Oh, okay. Was that too loud? All people talk about is Ken Bone, the sniffling. I mean, isn't it funny what people focus on? But there's nothing really.
Yeah, there's what else you going to focus on?
Yeah, there's nothing overly exciting about either candidate, so I guess that's what you got to talk about.
Is Ken Bone an internet celebrity or an internet joke? Like, stuff like this comes out. Let's face it. The guy's a bit chubby.
It's funny.
Right?
So I've already kind of put together a little bit of the rundown for the show today.
Yeah.
And Ken Bone is definitely on the rundown a couple of times.
How do you view him, though? Internet celebrity or are people
Kenneth
in
Bone?
A playful way making fun of him?
I think both.
Because it's like, and you would hope if they are, he's in on the joke.
Well,
he gets, he's fat, he wears glasses, all of that stuff.
I was watching this deal. The Washington Post did like a video where they followed Kenneth Bone around.
Yeah.
And he was like, all these people like wanted their pictures with him and stuff. And they're interviewing him. And he's like, you know what? I don't have a lot of means. I don't have much money. I'm just a fat guy who's bald.
Yeah.
The least I could do is give everybody some laughs.
With the last name Bone. That's adding to all of this, of course.
Well, the best part to me of that whole deal was Anderson Cooper, like, you know, he's dead serious.
Yeah.
Right. We're now going to go to
to Ken
Bone. Now we're going to go to Ken Bone with a question on energy. And, like, Anderson Cooper is just like, I mean, he could not be more serious.
Yeah.
And then they go over to Bone. And then did you see Bill Clinton after?
Shake his hand?
Bill Clinton, it caught on video, goes, that was an excellent question. This is before Ken Bone was Ken Bone, too. God, it's so great.
He got in early on the Bone train. He was one of the first.
Clay Travis did a live Periscope right after that where he went in this Ken Bone rant. It was the best 5 minutes I've ever seen. He was doing all like porn stuff. He's like, can you imagine just Ken Bone just nailing a chick? And he was doing all this stuff. It was hilarious. I'll have to send it to you.
I like that.
I guarantee you, dude. I guarantee you. Now, hopefully he's a good dude and wouldn't do it. And I think he's married. Is he married?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's married.
He actually tweeted a picture of his wife, and she's, for Ken Bone, she's actually kind of
hot. So he probably wouldn't do it, but every time like a celebrity like this emerges, Vivid, the adult entertainment company, will usually send a letter offering $1 million to make a video.
I'm not aware of it.
Vivid?
Yeah.
It's just an entertainment company in the adult erotica world.
Never heard of it. Charter?
It's porn. Well, whatever, guys. I actually read things, but, you know.
Sounds like you watch things.
Have I watched porn in my life? You bet your ass I have. All right. But, yeah, no, imagine how fun they could have with the title with Ken Bone as
the
star.
But who would want to watch that?
People like to watch funny things, man. they'd make their money back. Let's put it that way. You give them $1 million, they'd recoup that.
Would you watch it?
No, like, look up Ken Bone's Twitter. His wife is actually pretty for what you would expect.
Do you remember? So here's something remember Octomom?
Like, yes, I do remember her.
I think Nadia Suleiman, or I think that's close to her name. Did you know that she did porn?
No.
She did. And why? Because she was famous and capitalized on that. I think it was photos. I don't think it was a video.
That's his wife right there, Gray.
Let's take a look.
She has pink hair. I mean, for Ken Bone, that's not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. The hair is a little
I like
odd.
Her. I like the pink hair.
You do?
Yeah.
With the black on top, pink on the sides?
Listen, I'm all about expressing yourself. Do it however you need to do it. I'm fine. The best part is, so Kenneth Bone takes a picture of his wife like that, and she's kind of like showing a little bit of cleavage.
A little bit.
So like,
she's got the necklace dropped right in between the cleavage.
If you read all the responses, like it'll take 15 minutes.
Ken Bone strikes me as the type of guy that he comes home from work and asks, what's for dinner? And and she says lasagna, and he fist pumps.
Yes.
Yes, which is great, man. We all need Ken Bone in our life.
I actually think I might buy that T-shirt now.
Bone.
Yeah.
You know, you buy a lot of weird T-shirts.
I love like weird graphic T-shirts. It's one of my favorite things to do.
I have none.
I actually collect them.
So it's only, according to this tweet, that shirt's only available for 1 week.
Yeah, it's one of those crowdsourcing things, yeah.
Yeah. Represent.com, are they known for doing that?
Like, yes. We should refresh our podcast shirts and get some different ones.
We should, especially for
podcast 100. Should we get podcast 100 T-shirts?
We could.
You in charge of that, Charter? You did it last time. You got those nice soft ones.
Do we have enough time?
I don't know. Is this 98? What are we on?
Yeah, we have till the 28th. 2 weeks from today.
We could get something done in 2 weeks, but we need to do something a lot better than the last one.
Those are good shirts, but I think we can improve.
Can we now ask for anybody out there that has an idea of what the shirt should say?
What could Johnny Illustrated?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Do some drawings and get our caricatures on there.
I bet he could, and I bet we'd give him a free shirt too. You know, thanks, buddy.
I wonder if he's still. I haven't heard from Johnny Illustrated in a long time.
I haven't either.
He's around. I saw him. I don't think that long ago. Not personally, but just online.
interested.
If he listens,
speaking of like Johnny Illustrated and cool graphics, you hear there's Iowa State emojis coming out?
I have heard this.
How about that segue right there? That's
it's a pro.
Am I allowed
time
to?
Time out. Before we get into this,
Kep.
I just looked over at Gray's computer and it's Ken Bone going like this. We really have to do anything we can to get Ken Bone on the podcast. Once his 15 minutes have run out.
Once they're gone.
Yeah. Right now, he's just, you know, it's like, he's got all these, like.
CNN or Fawcast? Which one should I do?
Probably Fawcast.
In, like, 2 months when the election's done.
We could do it.
That'd be awesome.
See, that's one of those nice recap interviews is, like, tell us what it's like to get 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Like, what did you get to do? What shows did you do?
And it's a lot more relevant than The Bachelor, right?
Et cetera.
People actually care about this.
People care more about Ken Bone?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
People care. They should
He's a true celebrity.
Do we have Ken Bone emojis?
No,
we do not have Ken Bone emojis.
But we have soon. Well, soon we'll have.
So right now there is no Iowa State emojis. Cyclone emojis.
Correct.
This is coming out. This is changing, people.
Correct.
They're called Cymojis. As of right now today, they are not available on Apple or Google Play Store. But everyone, listen. Text Cyclones to 31996, and on the day it launches, you're going to get a notification taking you directly to the Apple or Google Play Store, where you can download this, and it works just on your keyboard like a normal text.
Yep.
So when you're texting your Hawkeye fans, you know, after we beat them in basketball, you can throw a couple Cyclone emojis at them. This is pretty cool. I think they're gonna have cheerleaders, band hats, Iowa State jerseys, kissing swans. They're gonna have a bunch of different ones available.
Kissing swans
What are they called? Lancelot?
Sir Lancelot and Elaine.
Am I allowed to say that I'm actually maybe looking at them as we speak?
You are looking at them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good thing I was allowed to say that.
You can't share it, though.
No.
No.
There will be no sharing, but I'm looking at these, and these are legit. So these will be really popular.
Yeah, it's going to be
among
huge.
Iowa State fans nationwide, people on campus, the whole deal. They've got kind of something for every occasion, whether it's basketball, football, just bragging to your friends. Yeah, shooting your Hawkeye friends something that you think they need to see. These are legit, and I will have them on my phone.
I will as well. Free.
Free. You might want to text out that info or send out that info again. There,
text Cyclones to 31996. 31996, text Cyclones. And the day that it launches, which is coming up here in a few weeks, you'll get a notification. Take it right there where you can download it onto your phone. It's going to be a big time. There's not many schools actually in the country that have this. I think Iowa State's going to be one of the first, one of the very few that will do it. So pretty cool.
Can we be one of the, can the Fawcast be like the official shills of Cymojis?
We should have our own emoji. We should have a Fawcast emoji. I wonder if we can get
what
them.
What would that
to
look like?
Me giving Charter the middle finger.
Rumor has it, by the way, and I'm not going to mention any names here because of this project that we're talking about, but somebody that might allegedly be behind this project would be a fantastic guest to have on here. Not only to talk about these, but just lots of things.
That he would.
He's a connected individual. Let's put it that
way.
It's
kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I think he would be happy to be
emojis
on here with us.
I just downloaded that the Bitmoji, where it's like your
those are
guy.
No Cymojis. We're not even.
No, the point is, if you just let me finish.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You can get lost in the emoji world these days. Like, you can really just have a good time. There's so many of them. I like the poo one.
You know my buddy Mead? He sends me those Bitmojis way too often. I have to tell him to knock that off.
Yeah, it gets annoying
after
a while.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Are those on the new update? Is that what we're talking about? The new
the Bitmojis?
Phone update?
You got to download the Bitmoji app, but like...
Isn't that the one where it's a person that looks like you, like a character that looks like you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can put in a bunch of different words?
It's fun. Murph got me hooked on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he kept sending me these. I'm like, what in the hell? And he's like, oh, this is where it is.
Murph's more hip than us.
Yeah, Murph is very hip. He's got all the stuff.
Should we jump to pick? I see something yummy in the fridge over there, by the way.
Did you actually get me a shot?
Yeah.
See that disgusting-looking brown thing of liquid? That's for you, buddy.
It looks like purple poo.
Well, it kind of is.
Did you go get another shot stuff there?
From my guy, Corey, at the juice company.
You're nice for doing
this. He heard you talking crap about his
did he?
Shot last week, and he whipped something up just for you.
Did he?
I smelled
that's
it.
Awesome. No,
that's 100%. Because I went in there. I go in there like 4 or 5 times a week yesterday, and he's just like, man, we got to shut Gray up this week.
That's awesome.
So hold on. I'll get it.
Bring it.
I thought Chris was going to be actually – not. You haven't tasted that, so maybe it is gross. But I thought he was going to be a lot meaner to you this week because you hurt his feelings last week talking about his friend.
No, he made you take a wheatgrass shot. It was delicious. I drank it as well. It was good. for everyone listening, the reason I'm taking the shot is because I went 0-5 last week.
Did you really?
0-5.
Jeez. That's hard to do.
That's really hard to do.
Yeah, the only saving grace is I played 27 holes of golf on Saturday in the Gray Family Ryder Cup. I did not place one bet, so it's a good thing because I would have gotten destroyed.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
So that was good. But Williams went 4-1. Back-to-back weeks for you, you've gone 4-1.
That's impressive.
You went from way down to in first place now.
I'm starting to finally feel like I've got my legs under me a little bit here.
Yeah, I started good and I faded fast. The last 4 weeks, I'm 4-12.
Are we gonna do the shot first? Or are we Bad. Going to? Because I'm gonna try to broadcast this as we're doing it.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, let's do this.
Do you have a shot glass?
And then we'll do our picks.
He's got the shot glass.
No, I got a clean one. Top of the fridge.
This is how disgusting this place is.
No, that's still the wheatgrass shot.
Yeah, I know. And you haven't cleaned it out or moved it in a week.
I know. Look at this table, man.
It's terrible.
That one's clean up there.
What has Sarah been doing lately?
All right, I'm going to start this here. Hopefully we're on Twitter.
Can you at least tell me what's in this?
Yeah, no. Corey wrote it all down.
All right, go ahead, Williams, read what's in the shot.
It's cucumber, celery, spinach, kale, ginger, wheatgrass, beets, jalapenos, Brussels sprouts, green peppers, and
this sounds delicious. I don't understand the problem with this at all.
And a little bit of chocolate.
a little dessert.
Just
how are you
going to
how are you going to pour that in there?
I don't know. That's the glory of it. So smell it.
It smells fine.
I think when I smell it, it smells a little bit like dirt. A little bit.
You have like a. Oh my god, that smells horrible.
You need a spoon or something?
It's going to make me cry. Yeah, I need a spoon. Hold on.
I think we actually have a spoon back behind the curtain.
Williams, actually, you almost ruined this. This is too easy.
Too easy?
Yeah.
You know what?
I would drink that entire
cup.
Yeah,
why don't you just give him the whole cup?
Go. I mean, cheese. Yeah, I don't know. What's the issue here?
All right. Let's see what he thinks.
First off, that is thick and that is not that good.
You said you drink the whole cup.
You got to at least do a shot's worth. That wasn't a shot's worth.
That was not a shot's worth.
How do you drink it? It's thicker than...
Hey, you want to talk the talk, walk the walk.
It's got some spice to it.
Just
that's the jalapeno kicking in.
You need to actually stick your tongue in there and like scoop it out with your tongue.
Wow.
If you're not watching this on Periscope, I feel bad for you.
The puke. Drink it, Gray.
Oh, man.
You said you'd drink the whole thing. Go.
He is not drinking that whole thing.
Can't even drink it.
All right, can we describe it a little bit
while we're
on Periscope?
Well, consistency-wise, it is like eating like wet dirt almost because it's solid. It's not pouring in my mouth. It's got a kick to it. The jalapeno sticks out.
Yeah.
It's taste-wise, it's not horrible. It's just not what I was expecting at all.
What were you expecting?
Not that. I was expecting it to taste a little bit more like the wheatgrass that we had last week.
No.
No, that
– My guy Corey is the master of juice concoctions.
Yeah.
And I just crushed one of these pumpkin ones on the way in. And
you got that still on?
Yep.
Watch the consistency of this thing. There's barely any liquid here. I mean, that's how
you
solid
you said you
is.
Were going to have the whole thing.
How do I drink that, Williams? How do I drink
it? You have a spoon?
I think we do. I'll grab one when we're done here.
Okay.
No,
I think
guys.
One behind.
You said you would drink the whole thing.
Once again, Gray's a liar. Jeez, Gray.
If there was a straw here, I couldn't even suck that up. That's how thick it is. I'm not using your disgusting, dirty straw, Williams.
All right, Williams, while we're still live here, do you want to plug the juice company that gave you this?
Yeah, shout out to – what street is it? First Street. First Street here in Ankeny.
Yep, First Street in Ankeny. Go get some.
He's my guy, Corey. Big Vikings fan, big Cyclone fan.
That's disgusting.
All right, we're out of here. We're going to make some picks as soon as I can figure out how to stop this. All right, bye.
So you're not going to mock that again. That was a pretty good shot.
No. Tell him I apologize. What makes it worse is you can't drink it. You have to look at it. I chewed it.
Because when I went again this week and you go 0-5 or whatever, I'm going to go back to him.
I'm stopping in after this because I'm going to get a shake, and I will tell him that was horrible.
There you go. There's your spoon. Go ahead and just eat it.
Where?
It's right there.
I'm going to take a big ol'. Look at the consistency of that, guys. It's like eating mashed potatoes. Look at that.
Oh, man,
it's
that looks good.
It's turned upside down, and it's sticking to the spoon.
Oh.
Look at that.
There you go. Enjoy.
Again, it's cucumber, celery, spinach, kale, ginger, wheatgrass, beet, jalapeno, Brussels sprout, green pepper, and some chocolate.
The good news is I think it's good
thing,
for you.
I would shit my brains out.
It's good for you, man.
Oh, yeah. That's
that would clean me out.
Nature's, yeah.
I think
Can you taste the chocolate? Oh. He's going to puke.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
I gotta smell it again. I'm not tasting it. I'm not that dumb.
So bad. I wish you would have had that on video. I thought he was going to puke all over his computer.
It took a big spoonful right there.
I mean, I honestly.
It doesn't smell bad.
No, it smells like if you're working the garden and you smell your hands, that's the smell.
You've never worked a garden a day in your life.
Well, when I was six, I think I picked some tomatoes.
You just hire people for that.
When was the last time you mowed your own yard?
3 years ago. Probably 3 years ago.
Do you respect people that don't mow their own yard? I don't.
No.
Then Chris doesn't respect anybody who
Money. I mow my own yard, but I've seriously considered paying somebody just because.
Time,
you
man.
You are rich now. Williams is on your level.
It's
so.
More just like I'd rather spend that hour and a half with my daughter.
Think about it, too. You could find a neighborhood kid paying $15.
Like, I wouldn't pay one of the services to come and do it for $50, but
some neighborhood kid would be happy to do it. All right, let's do picks.
It's rock and roll.
Will you put the top back on that thing?
No, I'm going to just sit it over by you,
buddy.
It's
going to eat it. It seriously smells. And by the way, like, if you do go there today to the Juice Co., get the pumpkin. It's awesome.
I'm going to have to try that. Does it taste, obviously, just like pumpkin?
Yeah, it tastes really good.
So if you don't like pumpkin, don't get it.
Like well, they have like a million different
flavors. I like the one where it's just there's like no yogurt in it or anything. It's completely healthy. It doesn't taste.
The juice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of those after a workout yesterday. It's really good. It's got like carrot juice. It's really good.
Solid.
Yeah. Can we get a standings recap real quick? You got that?
Yeah, I was hoping we could pass because mine is terrible. Williams is now 14-12. Charter's 13-12-11.
Hey, that's over 500.
And that's all that matters. So,
what do you got?
10-15.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
Not good.
Ouch.
Did really good in the NFL last week.
Did you miss last week? I'm just curious.
Well, I had to change my pick on the
because I had to do that
Florida
too, and that helped me.
Yep. I took the under for Iowa State in 67, but them not catching the ball at the end, I think, kind of hurt me on that. I took Stanford -7.5. I was only off by about 50 points on that game. Notre Dame, I did
so
not.
I went opposite on that. I was going to take
Wazoo.
Yeah.
Yep, you were. You ended up taking.
I said Wazoo money line. They're the better team. Leach is an animal, man.
Yep.
He's so good.
Kansas State, I was right on until 15 seconds left. I got a backdoor on that one. That one hurt a little bit.
Yeah, that stinks.
Which Charter won on, which that would have been a big swing for us. And then Notre Dame, I didn't realize they're going to be playing in a torrential downpour.
Yeah.
That was a tough break.
That was an ugly game.
Yep.
So you had a couple of bad breaks in there.
Yeah, UNC, the North Carolina game, I was only off by about 50 on that.
That was shocking, that game.
Man, Virginia Tech, I was wrong on them.
Yep.
They're good.
They're legit. All right, I'm hopping right in here, and the Hawkeyes can suck it.
Nice.
I'm going Purdue +12.5. I'm not a Hawk fan. I don't believe in the Hawks. I don't think they're that good.
It's 11.5, buddy.
Dang it. All right, fine. I don't think the game's ending on 12.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. +11.5. I think Iowa will win, maybe. Maybe. But I think Purdue can definitely keep it close, and I think they will. Otherwise, I wouldn't make that bet.
Well, Iowa win a game by double digits the rest of the year. They beat Rutgers by 7?
No.
That's hard to believe.
I think they're going to be in a lot of, like, field goal games.
That's what I think too.
When
even Wisconsin, I think it'd be a close game.
Yeah, even Wisconsin and maybe in a weird world, Michigan. Like that could be.
Oh man, how good of a coach is Harbaugh?
Jeez, he's so awesome.
78-0. So I was listening to Dace talk, Dace and Miller on their podcast, and Dace, you know, being the big Michigan fan he is, said he rubbed it in because he's been recruiting New Jersey so much, and Ash was talking some smack about Harbaugh. So Harbaugh trolled him. When they were down 27-0, he put in his four-string quarterback, who's from New Jersey, as the holder, did a fake field goal for two-point conversion. How awesome
is
that?
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's so fantastic. I didn't realize that.
Like Jabril Peppers from New Jersey gave him more carries as a running back than he's ever received
By the
before.
Way, he needs to be getting more Heisman love.
Dude, he's unbelievable.
I mean, I get Lamar Jackson, and I think JT Barrett's phenomenal, too.
JT Barrett's not in it. He's not.
No, but he's, like, fourth right now. But, Peppers needs to be – he doesn't get enough love.
He's like a little bit like Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson
Absolutely.
Used both ways.
He needs to be getting more love.
Yeah, I completely agree. All right, so first pick was by Charter. He's got Purdue +11.5. What do you got, C-Dub?
I actually came a little bit prepared this week. I have like 10 of them written down here that I like.
You shouldn't have. You've gone 4-1 the last 2 weeks.
I did no research, and I'm going to try to mix it up a little bit.
I'm going to
Oh, shoot.
I'm going to stay. This burned me last week. But I'm going to take the 13 in Tennessee.
That's my pick too, buddy.
Against Alabama.
It started at minus -8.
Yeah, that's what I noticed as well. So I feel like I'm getting 5 extra points here. And that Bama burned me last week, but I'm going to ride with it.
Tennessee had Bama beat last year, if I remember correctly,
they
before
did.
Blowing that
game. They had a lead in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And my whole deal is, like, Bama and Ohio State are the class of the field this year in college football. I think we all know that. Maybe Washington, sneak them in there. We'll see. Maybe Clemson. I still think those are the two best teams. However, I still think
Who?
That Clemson –
You think those two teams are better than – or you think Clemson's better than Ohio State or Michigan?
No, I said I think that Ohio State and Alabama are the class of the field.
Oh, I thought you said Clemson. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, and I said maybe Clemson, maybe
– Michigan?
I want to see Michigan with their quarterback situation when they get to the teeth of the schedule.
It's good.
This is what I want to see. Yep. I know they've got a defense. I know Harbaugh's great. I want to see their quarterbacks hold up in the teeth of their schedule.
Completely fair.
I still think that there's just so much parity in this sport there that both of those teams will lose at some point. I think the years of like having a bunch of undefeated teams are just gone. So, like if I'm looking at Bama, I think they lose to Tennessee or I think they lose to A&M. I don't know who, but if you're going to give me 13 points, I'll take it.
Yep, I agree. That's my pick as well.
All right, Charter.
What do you got, Charter?
I hate to back this team too. But two reasons. I'm going to take, unless the lines change, Nebraska 3.5.
That's a good
over Indiana.
Yep.
Indiana's not a good team. Nebraska's undefeated. They've been covering, blah, 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 blah. So I just think they're the better team.
I looked at that one.
I think they get it done.
You know what's going to happen in that game.
Indiana's a scary little bastard, though.
I watched Indiana struggle mightily against Wake Forest. That was a game I actually watched a little bit of. And the problem, yes, they beat Michigan State and all that. But Michigan I don't State's think Indiana's junk. That good.
If I had to bet that one, I would go with you. I always just get scared betting Indiana at home games because a team like Nebraska is just so used to such a great stadium and atmosphere, and then they go there.
Yeah.
What's going to happen, Indiana's going to be leading that game in the fourth quarter, and Nebraska's going to do what they've done all year, and they're going to blow them out in the fourth.
Like they did Northwestern.
They've done it in every game.
Yeah.
Wyoming, that was like a 7-point game.
Nebraska is a fraud, let's all be honest, though.
They're not a top 10 team.
No.
But, I mean,
they're top 25.
Top 20.
Yeah.
Top 15, maybe, but not.
They're not. They're a fraudulent top 10 team. They're just not. I don't care what anybody. Like the Oregon thing, too. I mean, that.
They beat Oregon by 3 at home, and Oregon's been awful.
Oregon's
ever since.
Terrible.
Yeah.
For Oregon standards, at
yep.
least.
Yep. So who you got for your number two?
Let's see. What do I want to go with here? I have a lot of over-unders that I like this week.
Well, take one, man.
I'm going to take another SEC under. I had good luck with this one last week.
Okay.
I'm going to take the under of 50 for Missouri and Florida.
Okay. I like that. Is it really 50? That's surprising.
That's a high number, I thought. I thought that game would be like
– Two pretty good defenses. Neither offense is good at all.
Yeah. I so like give me the under 50 in Missouri and Florida.
I might place that in Vegas. I might place that bet. Thanks for pointing that one out.
Yeah, no problem. That's what I'm here for, bud.
I kind of liked Florida to cover 13.5 in that game, but their offense is just too scary for me. I'm taking the Clones, though, plus 13.5.
Interesting.
They look good.
Well, that makes sense.
If you do it in Vegas, just buy up to the 14, will you?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you can't lose on a half-point hook, dude, on a 14. That's horrible.
Just bite the bullet and buy up to the 14.
If Iowa State's going to lose, I wanted to be just kicked in the stones on that 14. Just put me out of my misery.
I'll take an Iowa State. Over.
Let's hear it.
69, Iowa State, Texas. I want the over in that one.
Okay. Is it still 69?
That's what I had it at this morning.
Daddy liked that number?
Well, I mean, Iowa State's offense, I think, is going to get points, and I think this will be a lot like that Iowa State, Texas game 2 years ago.
69.5. You sticking with it?
Yeah, why not?
When it ends 35-34, he's going to be ticked.
You should buy that point.
I would if I could. I can't, so I won't.
I'm going to... Next game, I know Chris, I believe, is on the other side if he's actually officially going at this game. West Virginia, Texas Tech. I'm going to do the under.
Ooh.
At 83.5. Solely based on them the last 2 years. Neither year they've come close to 83.5. So I'm going to hope that stays the same.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that because I've already taken two over-unders, but I would take the over in this one just because I think in games like this that Vegas has no clue where to put a number. I think they just throw something out there, and usually when the I don't know, I don't know any statistical research on this, but I feel like when the number is like really high, it usually hits the over. But
first team to 50 wins.
Jeez.
That's it. That actually is a sneaky good game. I mean, I don't think
I would take Tech to win the game.
I would too. I wouldn't feel good. I don't think I'd place any money on it, but no. I would too. I'm going to stick with, you know, the team that's probably the best team in the Big 12, Kansas State, Williams.
Stop.
I'm going to take Kansas. I wish it was.
But
still
you are just in love with this team.
No, it's
for no reason.
First off, they should have beat West Virginia. They should be 2-0 right now.
But they're not.
They choked that game away. But
I thought you didn't like moral victories. I don't know what's
going
on. No,
I don't like moral victories at all. But I look at them here. They're going to Oklahoma. First off, Snyder's great on the road. He's great as far as covering on the road. I liked it more as minus 14. It's minus 11 now. But Oklahoma's defense is not good. And you know Kansas State's going to play keep away. They're going to just milk the clock. And their defense is good enough to not let Oklahoma just run away with it. I don't think they win that game, but I think they keep it within 11.
The only fear I have with that
is a backdoor.
No, not even that. I just, there's part of me that's just still like, because we know the Big 12's not very good. And it's like, maybe Oklahoma, like, is the class of the field. They haven't proven to be yet. And maybe, like, one of these weeks, they just wake up and start just beating up on everybody. That's my only thing.
I just haven't seen anything in their defense.
No, I know. Their defense looks bad right now.
It's horrible.
Yeah, so I can't argue that. You go with Snyder on the road. I mean, yeah. Why not? Okay. I'm going to take Clemson at 17 over at home over NC State.
17.5, you still want it?
No. Is it 17.5 now?
It is.
Okay,
no. Stupid hooks.
I don't want it then. I've got enough options here. Give me Utah plus 9.5 at Oregon State.
Okay, I like that pick.
Or what is it, plus or minus? I said plus, but that doesn't
They're minus 9.5.
Yeah,
Utah's favorite.
Yeah, I want Utah.
The Utes.
I scored on the Utes last week, and I'm gonna keep riding them. I feel like that's a team I have a decent handle on.
Okay, what do you got, Charter?
I have got not really for a good reason either. This is one I gut feel. Baylor, 35 over KU.
Yeah.
So
I looked into that one.
Baylor hasn't been scoring much. I mean, they're in the 40s a lot of games, but this one smells like 63-0. Whatever, you know, 35. I think they'll cover this one. So Baylor, 35.
I don't think Michigan State's any good.
They burned me so many times, but that line is intriguing.
I know. This line just – I have to take it.
Yep.
4.5 over Northwestern at home. I mean, even if they're not any good, D'Antonio's still an upper-tier coach. Home game. Like Northwestern, like their lines are still bad. I don't care what they did to Iowa. That tells me – if Michigan State has to beat Northwestern by – a touchdown at home, I'm going
to
take it.
What happened to Michigan State, by the way?
They
have a lot of seniors, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody expected them to be this bad.
Their line, like at the beginning of the year, was like 7. So it's not like Vegas was expecting them to be a title contender.
They're still surprisingly bad, though.
No, like, I know.
Having come off a Big Ten championship.
I don't feel great about that one, but again, it's at home, win by a touchdown. Okay, let's ride.
Yep. All right.
Remember last year in Vegas, they were playing Nebraska, and that line kept going lower. And I'm like, I'm not going to bet
Do I remember?
I'm not going to bet it.
That game stuck it in my bunghole right before we went to dinner
me
on Saturday
night. Me and
you
both. It ruined the whole night.
Do you remember the tweet that I put out the night before?
You picked it.
I picked Nebraska money line.
The push that wasn't a push
kind
of a thing? Come on. Give me a break.
I had such a good day the whole day that I put it all on Michigan State at the last second, and it hurt.
I do feel good about this one, by the way, coming up here, my last pick. And you guys can talk me out of it if you want to. I've got Ohio State, Wisconsin. I'm going over 44.5. That's a low over-under for a team like Ohio State that scores a lot of points. And I know they're thinking Wisconsin's going to bog it down and all that.
No, that's the only thing you worry about.
That's
there.
Still not a lot of points, though. 44.5. That's not a lot at all.
My big thing on that is I don't think Wisconsin can score more than 10 points than Ohio State. Ohio State's defense is really good.
Two years ago was the last time they played. Ohio State won 59-0 when they played. That's the last.
That coach is now at Oregon State getting his ass kicked. Yeah. So
just saying. But I don't think Wisconsin's terrible.
Are you ready to apologize to Paul Chris for saying he's not a very good coach?
I'm still not a believer. Talk to me at the end of the year, Wisconsin. I still believe that. Like, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Iowa beat them next week.
I think I would be. I think they're a much better team.
I bet that
than Iowa.
That game's going to be 10-7.
Yeah,
it was last year, wasn't it?
Depending on what happens this weekend, obviously. I mean, the point spread on that game is going to be like Wisconsin by like 2. Like, it's not. They're not going to be this late.
What's the over under going to be? Predict one now.
35, 36.
18.
36 and a half.
I wonder what the lowest, somebody would know this, the lowest total ever in college football, like in Vegas. Just
29.
How low could it have been?
Yeah.
I mean, something ridiculously low.
Back in the day, though, when possessions lasted longer and you didn't have the up tempos.
People didn't pass the ball.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know like how much, like a line graph trend of Vegas totals over the years.
Have you guys ever seen an over, at least in recent memory, in the 90s?
Yeah.
I've seen high 80s.
Texas Tech Baylor was 90 last year, wasn't it?
Was it right at 90?
I thought it was 90.
I didn't know that.
And I think it went over.
They played that at AT&T Stadium,
well,
I think.
It's even grown over the years because I remember it was like the first Big 12 game that West Virginia ever played in. Remember when they played Baylor? The line was like 79 and we're all like,
yeah. Yeah.
And now that's not even that surprising.
I am right. Last year, 89 Texas Tech Baylor. It's the highest one.
Yeah.
89 was?
Yep.
So, no, 90. We've probably never seen a 90.
Baylor is in every one of them. Baylor.
Yeah, they're all Big 12 games. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, I know Big 12 defenses aren't good. I'm not trying to say that. But you can't just go by points. Like, you have to go by points per possession. And, like, when people just, like, pigeonhole, it's because of the pace of play, people.
Yeah.
It's just like basketball. When you have a team that milks the clock, like, it gets really frustrating.
The defenses are pretty shitty, too.
I just said that. I said they're not that good. However, like, if they were playing, like, normal pace games.
The defenses would still be pretty bad.
They would be, but they wouldn't be giving up 70 points.
No.
It isn't just pace, too. Pace is part of it, for sure.
You know, like.
But it's 85% throws, which are stopping the clock constantly, which is a pace thing, but it's also that they're throwing it a lot.
I mean, how much of it is Iowa State's offensive line really getting better, and how much of it is the defenses are terrible? Like, what percentage would you put on both? I think they're clearly getting better, but I think a good percentage of it, if you go back and watch tape, the effort by some of these players on Baylor and Oklahoma State's defense the last couple weeks is atrocious.
Well,
horrible.
Maybe it comes down to those guys continuously playing in this offense league, and it's like, I don't know.
They just know it's not as important.
I don't know. We need to go, though, because I got to get moving.
I gotta do my last two picks.
I'm sorry. What do you got?
No, you guys just kept. I'm going to go to NFL,
man,
because I was so bad in college last week. Giants have been terrible, but they're at home against Baltimore. Baltimore is close in every game they play, but I think Giants win that game by more than 3.
Okay.
I'll take them at home there. And
Vikings are off, so there goes that.
Let's see here.
They're not going to win this week. That's my prediction.
Nope.
And let's I don't love any of these games.
While Gray is thinking about his last pick.
I'm going to take the over in the Pittsburgh Steelers-Miami Dolphins game of 48.
Okay.
I'm going to take the over in that one.
Can you do me a favor this week and actually like text me these picks so I can put them out on Twitter? I think some people want to know what we actually picked and they forget.
How about I share the spreadsheet with you via email?
Okay, that will work too.
Okay.
Before we go, because I got a text reminder and this was Gray's plug, but text Cyclones to 31996, and they'll let you know when the Cymojis are available.
Yeah. Have you already done it?
I have not, but I'm going to.
Do it right now.
I will.
All right.
Good. You guys don't get arrested this weekend.
We're going to try our best.
How can you get arrested when you never leave your hotel room, Williams?
That's true.
And I am going to Periscope.
Charters
and try not to get kicked out of casino.
Pedicures and massages.
I'm gonna Periscope some shenanigans from me and Gray.
Are you going to spray tan today?
No. I've decided to do this.
To do what?
Just this natural glow.
Let it all go out. Are you getting a massage this time?
You get a spray tan the last time?
Oh, I'm sure I did.
Remember the personal one where she came to his house and she sprayed his entire body in front of his wife,
Sarah,
and kids?
Who now works here.
Yeah.
She offered, but I don't think I'm not going to spend a lot of time at the pool. Let's put it that way. So I think I'm good to go. All right.
All right. Well, that's a good note to end it on. See you guys.